All right. So can everybody, okay, we have one of everybody now. Yay. Julie's back on her phone. Whoops, unmute. There.
What email should I use?
Do it to coaching@drritamarie.com. All right, guys. Did everybody get a good break and lunch and whatever little minimum you could eat while in 15 minutes? That's the beauty of blended. All right. So Nahala's going to send me the thing and we'll go back and we'll show what she put together as her program. What I want to do is make sure everybody gets an opportunity to, and I've got some ideas here. Unless there's some pressing stuff, I like to get everybody the opportunity to get like a 15 minutes of, you know, one-on-one. What do you need? How can we support you specifically? I have some notes that I wrote down while you were introducing yourself for that. But I did want to show you, see if I can do this, what I was talking to Annette about in terms of a couple of things you can do in PowerPoints, but also the way that you can put your notes as kind of a script and then share, if you have two monitors, how you can have one going and the other one have your notes. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to open up my PowerPoint and my presentation. There's two of them open. Which one is this? This is the 18th. This one's the 10th. Okay, I'm going to get rid of that one. I'll just pull up my latest presentation and go from the beginning and just show you a couple of things when you're making presentations that can be really, really helpful. So share my screen and I'm going to share my PowerPoint.
No, I don't see you. I don't see it. And, oh, maybe it's here on their client services. No. No.
You're not seeing us?
Nope. I see just all the videos, but I don't see your screen.
Wait till I share it because I haven't shared it yet. I think you have it minimized and you're just, all right, can you see my screen now?
No, I can see you, but I.
Really?
Mihaela, mm-hmm. Have you tried clicking on the Zoom icon at the bottom of your screen?
No, I have not tried that. There it is.
You got it?
Allie, can you move in with me? I need you.
All right. So you see my screen?
Yeah.
This is the presentation that I've done 7 times. Every time a little bit different. I improved it a little bit, changed it a little bit. 7 times over the last couple of weeks. So I wanted to show you. You know about there's a note field underneath, right? And you can set it up to take notes. And I tried taking notes and I tried making my slides so that I didn't have a lot of words on the slides. Cause when you take people and they're watching and they're reading a slide, they're in left brain mode. They're in intellectual mode. And I'm looking at you guys over here versus emotional mode. And what you really want to get them into, I want this result. I want this result. From their heart. And you can't get that when they're having to read and be left brainy. So we want to alternate between having emotion. So I basically did a lot of my slides full screen. I took off my, and this was all recommended to me by somebody who's brilliant at it. I took off my footer. I took off everything. And I just said, you're here for a reason. And I acknowledge you. Maybe you're so tired. You don't have enough energy. Maybe the belly keeps getting bigger and bigger. Maybe you get overwhelmed at all the little things and you're spending a ton of money on supplements and visits and you really want to just be feeling good and full of energy, blah, blah, blah. So you're in the right place. So I established that. But look at all of those slides. There's nothing. Now I went to the words because what we're going to cover. So I switched them into thinking about these are the things we're going to cover. Mainly did this because this is what I promised them on the opt-in page. So I want to make sure I deliver on what I promise and they know I'm going to deliver on what I promise. But then I kept going with pictures. Almost every slide, if you go through this, is pictures, right? Just big pictures taking up the whole space of words here and there. So what I did was I kept myself little bullet point notes in the note field. But if I'm showing my slides on a typical show slides, right? Let me just do it in a typical way. That's how I would typically show it. I go slideshow from the beginning. Okay. But where's my notes? I don't have my notes anymore. I don't know what was I going to say on this slide, right? So what you can do, if you have two screens, and I have another screen sitting right over here, I just said slideshow, set up slideshow, and you click on presented by speaker, full screen, and then over here, it said slide, multiple monitors over here. I picked my second monitor. And then I said, okay. Oh, and then I said, use presenter view. Okay, now, I think this is the way I did it. I went here, and then I did from beginning. Look how different that looks. Okay? Right? But I can't share the screen because they'll see my notes. It looks kind of dumb, right? But on my other screen, now watch when I, okay, now you're seeing this screen, this PowerPoint, but watch what you see when I switch to my second monitor. So I exit share screen in Zoom. I say stop share. And now I go back to share. And instead of clicking on the PowerPoint presentation, I'm going to click on screen two. And then I say share. Now what do you see? What do you see now? Do you see just my big screen, just my slide? Now on my slide where you were seeing before, I still see that here in front of me. So I see my notes and I see this. And I can just read my notes and tell you what I want to tell you and advance my slides and see my notes. And see the next slide, because in that other view, I'll switch back to that other view. It shows you your next slide, so I know what's coming. Because sometimes when I'm just doing through a slide presentation, I may start to say too much on one slide because I don't remember that the next slide has all that next stuff. So this gives you that preview view. And you're just seeing the slides, big as life, right? So if I say new share, and I switch back to the sharing of my my PowerPoint, guess what? Now you see what I see.
Can you please go back and show where you set up all this?
I will totally do that. But you see the advantage of this? It's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I want to take a screenshot.
And it took me years of doing presentations. And I would say, like I was in a coaching program, Callan Rush is a master of this. She goes, well, just, you know, write a script and don't have so many words up it, but the words on my slides give me my outline of what I want to say on the slide. Just write a script. And I'm like, well, how am I going to read my script? She goes, and then she told me about this. And I'm like,
I've just about given up giving talks because of this, you know, because I know that you're supposed to have just pictures on the presentation. Right. But I can't remember all that stuff. And again, I always end up talking about the next slide or the slide after that.
Somebody's not going. All right, so I'm going to go back to share my screen again, but who's got a double echo?
It's Julie.
Oh, Julie?
Yeah, I'm trying to hang
up. Might be switching. Yeah, she's.
I am.
She's
sorry, guys.
Okay, I'll go back and share again.
Hang up.
Where'd it go? Okay. Yeah. All right, so now you see me in my slide presentation where I'm creating it. Right? So what I do is go to slideshow. And I say set up slideshow. It might be slightly different if you're on a Mac version, but you go like that and then you get, do you see the pop-up? Did it show the pop-up? Yeah. Okay. Good. So then presented by speaker full screen. And then down here, I do where it says multiple monitors. You could choose your multiple monitor. I could have put it on my primary monitor, but I prefer to do it on my secondary, just because I want to be looking here and they're seeing there. So I don't care. And you can control it from either one. So if I wanted to click on my second monitor and just click, 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 it'll go. But I can also show it on this side, which had those arrows. And that's all you do. And then use presenter view.
So what if you don't have two monitors? Does it do a split screen type of thing as well?
No. No, not that I know of. You could do it if you have like a laptop and a desktop.
I do have
notes. Like if you wanted to see your notes,
yeah,
you could do it on a tablet and have your notes showing. So, but the way that this flows seamlessly is with a second monitor. But you know what? Every computer allows for a second monitor, and you can buy one for $100. It doesn't even have to be anything. It can probably less if it's.
Yeah, well, I have a monitor and a laptop, but I don't have a separate computer and a laptop.
Oh well, you can. No, you don't need a second computer. This is both all. This is all one computer. This is all one computer. So you can do. You can hook up your. You have to get some kind of special connector, maybe, unless it's just USB, to hook the monitor up to your laptop. But you can do that.
Yeah, I have that. I just. I could use a laptop and a monitor, I guess.
Yep. Perfect.
Laptop can I just ask? Does it move the slides forward on both at the same time, or do you have to?
Oh, both at the same. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. So if I say okay, and then I go slideshow from beginning. Right? You're seeing the one with the slides on the side. You see down here? This one? I click that. It moves it forward. You see up here? I can see what my next slide is, which is kind of cool, right? Because now I know what I'm going to say next. So I don't say too much here. And then if I wanted to click on this, like sometimes I forget which one they see. So if you're seeing this right now, so you see my cursor, right? But if I put my cursor on the other one, you don't see it. But if I'm showing them this, sometimes I have to go over here because I want to show them something on the slide. And then I could just click right there. I just clicked from my second monitor and it moved it. Or I clicked over here and it moved it, but they both keep up with each other. Pretty cool, eh?
And you're doing all this through Zoom, right?
I'm sharing through Zoom, but I did this the other day. My seven presentations in the last 2 weeks were done through Webinar Jam. So I just shared the screen through them saying that.
And I've seen people use this with live talks as well, because with the Professional Speakers Association, I've seen them use SpeakerView.
Yeah, I've done it. I do it in PowerPoint all the time on my laptop, but I've just never done it with two screens.
Yeah, so the second screen, if you're in a presentation mode, then you would have, if you're like it on a stage, you'd have to have a second way to look at it. But a lot of people, we started doing that, what they call the confidence monitor.
The panel,
right in front of you. Right. And so you can project on that and see your notes. But what's projecting up on the top is different than on the confidence monitor. Make sense? Is that cool? Now, let me show you one other thing. So you see, most of my slides have very little words. They're just emotional and pictures and, you know, a few
things.
That's
actually better.
It keeps people's attention.
Yep.
Right? So, but what I also discovered was, say, let's pick a slide. Well, let's just make a new slide because I've done it with most of these. I'll say new slide. And then I'm going to put in some words up here. Hello. And then I'm going to put a picture. I'm just going to pick a random picture. Oops, I'm in the wrong one. That's not going to help. Okay, here, genetics pictures. I'm just going to pick up a random picture and then two and three random pictures. Okay, so there's three pictures here and they're just plunked together. So I'd have to do a lot of work. But look what just happened because I hit design view right up here. You hit design. And then over here, it says design ideas. I just turned it off, but design ideas. Now it took my three pictures and it said, well, you don't want to do it that way. Why don't you try this way or this way or this way or this way or this way? And they give you all kinds of ideas. Like here's one and I could put another pic. Oh, the text, right? So then I can go bullets. Right? And it did the whole thing for me. Is that cool? So I taught this to Annette a couple of weeks ago and she went in and, you know, just revamped her presentation. So some of them I don't like, but some of them I like, but I want to change a little bit. So you can do that. Like on this one, look how nicely it made a collage for me. But no, I actually like that one. Where's one that I don't like? Maybe I want to make my bullets larger because they're kind of tiny there. So I just go in and I say, make them bigger. right? I don't like black here. I'd want to have a color. So I go here and I can just go here and do an eyedropper and change it to that color. And then I can center it because I don't like it off to the side. So there's a few things they do that I don't care for. So I just fix it, make that bigger. You know, there's all sorts of cool stuff you can do. And it really saves you time and it saves you the amateurish kind of look. And the beauty of it is like some of these, if I put this, let's just take one of these pictures, copy, and I put this on a new slide. I don't know if this will work, but new slide, and I'll make it a layout of just picture. And if I want to take the whole thing, look, see this one? Oh, I just want that to take up the whole slide. It just does it for you. You don't have to spend all your time dragging and dropping and doing crazy stuff.
So this is the webinar gem?
This is PowerPoint.
This is PowerPoint.
This is PowerPoint. So as you're making your presentations, it's so much easier to make them look good. Let me take this out because if I do this presentation again, I don't want it in there. But it's so much easier to make it look good. Like this one. I don't know how to do this. This is fancy stuff. I don't know how to do this work, but it did it for me. It just made this nice little curve and it put my stuff in. Like this one, it made it for me. Some of these need work, but some of them, if you put too much text on the page, it won't let you do it. It says, we don't know what to do with this. But like the circles, yeah. So a lot of cool stuff. Like this one, it made it whole thing. My picture was much smaller than that. It made it take up the whole thing. Same thing with this. You know, when you have white edges, it just doesn't look as professional as if this is set up where you see the whole thing. Right.
Was so anyway, the screen, how'd you get it to fit the whole screen that just dropping your picture in?
It did it, right? So if I just go like here and I say new slide, and let's just pick a picture that I know is not going to take up the whole slide. I'm going to say insert picture. And I go over to images. Oh, I was just there. Darn. Genetics. Here's some on genetics. I could tell that this is a little small to take up the whole slide, right? But if I put it in there, okay, it has the white around the edge. Doesn't look good. But here, there it is. They did it for me to take up the whole slide.
You didn't press a button and it did that?
All I did was say design ideas.
Okay. I always did fit to screen, but that actually, what you just did makes it fit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes when you do fit to screen, it stretches it and it gets distorted.
Okay. Yeah. Gosh, I can't believe I didn't know about this. I've done like PowerPoint for years.
I didn't know about this either until recently. And I've been doing PowerPoint for years as well. I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So it's just a little, I'm sure there's way more stuff that we don't know about. But anyway, but it's much more engaging. Let me take that out. Much more engaging presentation. Like they did this one. I like this one. Mine was just a boring thing with the title at the top and a picture at the bottom. It's a much more inviting presentation when you have this done right. Like this one, there was no way because I had like, this is like six different things. So they just put the little thing around the edge. So some of them you can't and some of them you can. Okay. So does that help?
So I guess maybe I can share my screen now.
Yes, you can. Hopefully you can. Wait, I may have to go back and give you co-host again. Oh, I don't want to make you host. No, I want to make you co-host. You're co-host.
So, there it is. Hold on, where am I? Okay. Here it is.
All right. Very nice. 3 months. Session one, getting to know you. You might do something a little bit more snazzy on your titling.
Okay.
Like Health Foundations continued sounds like, what is it that you're going to do? Just like diet, that's all you're doing there. So instead of Health Foundations, I would put in diet review, diet analysis, something like that.
Okay.
Diet analysis and implementation, or diet strategies. Diet strategies might be good.
Okay.
And then outlook and environment, outlook, environment, and mindfulness. How would we name those? You could just say that, outlook, environment, and mindfulness, or, you know, cleaning up your inner and outer environment or something like that.
I like that.
And then when you go, you talk to them, you say it's your inner environment as well, your outlook and then your outfulness. Yeah. Assess your gut health, assess new lab results, assess nutrient deficiencies, assess blood sugar levels, assess new lab results, assess adrenal thyroid hormone health. So this is great.
And then that's what I had. So then I had the pricing. I don't know if that's okay. But.
On the sheet. Did you give her this before she signed up or after she signed up?
Before. And then she was going to make, I told her I will allow payments if that's easier for mm-hmm. you. And so she wrote me like a $500 check. And that was it. And next time I went back, she was like, no.
So she was going to pay you in payment plans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any thoughts on this? I like the way you structured it.
For the 6 month, all I did was like session one and two is getting to know you. Session three and four is that strategies. Session, you know, so I just made two sessions for each subject.
I'm not sure about that. I think you need to have something that's distinguishable.
Okay.
To make it worthwhile to, for them to go longer. It's like, oh, she's just going to spread it out longer.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Okay. I would split them. Like, you can split some of the topics you're going over.
Yeah.
I would take labs. If you're going to do a 6 month, I would certainly take labs out. How about be separate, maybe? Although you have another lab. Later.
Yeah, so I have, because like I have labs
yeah.
for the GI, then I have labs for hormones, maybe labs for thyroid and the
yeah.
So
I have very thorough.
Is this, I have a question, Mihaela, is this just like your standard process flow document, and then you would, based on the client, you would decide which one of these you would run in terms of testing?
For sure, yeah.
Okay.
So you can use this as a template then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can, you know, take stuff out or add stuff in as you meet with somebody who needs more or less.
Yeah.
Boy, why did she, I mean, the only way I think you might have kept her would have been to have some topics specifically related to her cancer. Like diet strategies to support you in chemo, you know, to support cancer supportive diet. And you could say something in there. I mean, you didn't obviously know that she was going to get recommended to chemo, but if you are going to tailor this to an individual person, that you tailor it to their particular condition specific wording in these pieces. Right. And that she might've said, wait, these diet strategies, this will, like sensitivity, she didn't care about sensitivities right now because she doesn't know she should care about sensitivities right. at this point, right? Because she has cancer. Yeah, she may be looking at, you know, like cancer, I'm trying to think of the right word to use because we don't want to use curing or healing, right? We want to look at supportive. Yeah, Allie?
It's very much geared towards the... not the benefits, but the features.
Yes.
And it needs to be much more towards what they're getting out of each section. They don't actually care which labs they're doing because they don't know what those mean anyway if you're giving this to the patient. But when you do have the one that you're giving to the patient, if you brand it and colour it up so that it's much more accessible, I think that would help as well. It's just, it needs spicing up a bit.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at like the first one is like ho-hum, right? It's just medical stuff. But if you just say, I'm going to get to know you on a really deep level, deeper than anybody has ever gotten to know you before. We're going to ask you some really specific questions to help understand what contributed to your current illness. Like really make it, because that can be generic and you can always pop back in and change it when you do it for each person. Like what's contributing to your current illness so that I can help you to remove those obstacles and make some changes. Yeah, I mean, it's, I agree with Allie that it's too feature, you know, and I read it the first, I'm just looking at going, yeah, but I'm that left brainer like you, right? Yeah. And I know that we need to be talking to people about what's in it. And that's kind of what I shifted in my presentation yesterday after JJ said, no, don't talk about them, about the 7 videos, and you're going to tell them this and that and the other thing. Tell them what they're going to feel like. Tell them how they're going to like it at the end. And when I did that, people were like really responsive. So in terms of diet strategies, I think I would just use it in words and say that you're going to look at what foods are best for them, what foods are worse for them, and what foods might be contributing to their current symptoms or illness. And then talk about how do you optimize, how do you shop, and how do you make food prep easy and congruent with the goals that you've set for yourself or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I think right about not knowing what tests, like in the environment here, we will assess for mold in the body and in the environment, and then you had specific tests. I would just say we'll determine what imbalances we're finding in your existing labs and how to get you into the optimal range versus just the lab range, which signifies that you're not diseased, and then we'll determine if there's other labs that you need. Mm-hmm. But this is a phenomenal start. And these are just fine-tuning things that's going to make it more obviously it worked that she said yes to it right from the start. But I'm thinking in terms of when she came back and said, oh, the doctor said this, if you had words in here that really addressed, you know, her concern, she'd go, oh yeah, she's going to help me make sure that I don't vomit and be nauseous all the time from the chemo. She's going to help me to choose foods that are going to be supportive of what I'm going through and to help me to prevent this from recurring. Right.
I think with this patient, what happens is it's phenomenal. So this is her 4th bout of cancer.
Oh.
So she's been through chemo and radiation and never had one side effect from chemo. Not one. Mm-hmm. I'm like shocked. Like I've never, I mean, unless she's in major denial and she's
never had any symptoms from chemo.
Not one.
And yeah, so
she constantly says, in fact, she started chemo about 2 months ago. And she told me that everybody that sees her tell her that she looks better now than before. And she feels better now than before.
Wow.
So then she has this thing like, okay, chemo is really great for me. What do you want from me? But then I'm thinking, then why did you sick me? Because, you know.
Right. And so that's the thing that where I would go with this, knowing that they have a history of this is their 4th time. I would go with, wow, okay, so you're going to go back and do the chemo. Clearly, that's what your doctor recommended. But each time you've done the chemo, the cancer's come back. So I'm wondering, the things that I want to do with you are things to help you to build the base in your body so that, yeah, the chemo will get rid of whatever is there right now, but I want to do things in you while you're doing the chemo to support that chemo from damaging your good cells so that you don't run the risk of this coming back. Mm-hmm. You know? Wow. Yeah, but this is a great start. And this is the kind of thing that if you guys have this laid out, what the sessions are going to be, and always have, think of it in terms of the goals of the session and the outcome. The goal, if you lay them out each way, session one, goal is to have you come to an understanding of blah, 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 blah. And then as a result of this session, you will walk away with, you know, three strategies to put into place right away to clean up your kitchen. Three strategies to put into place to get rid of some of the toxins in your environment. You know, something along that line. If you have a goal and the outcome, I think that will help to synthesize it. You can put the stuff in between for the left brainers if you want to put stuff in there, but I think that having the goal and the outcome is going to be really, really good. But this is great. You really thought it through.
Yeah, so I did spend like good 3-4 hours doing this, and then she came, and then so like I really feel that I made like $5 an hour with her.
But this is something you would have wanted exactly. to do anyway.
Exactly. Like, so it was one of those like, I mean, I've known for 2 years that I need to do this.
Yeah. And so she was the impetus for you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it happens.
Moments when you go in and you do it.
And you finally do it. Right. And that's why I said that having a schedule, having something scheduled that you have to do is the one way to get you to actually finish it.
Yeah.
A commitment. Right. So good. Yeah. I think it's great. I think, you know, clean up some of that stuff. Think of it in terms of, someone who's not feeling well. A lot of words, it's hard to read, right? Bullets and like Allie had great, you know, make sure it's in the results. And if you have a goal of this session, the outcome of this session, and they're really clear on what that is. And then if you're going over it and you do keep some of the more details in between, you can say as you're going over it, you know, you can go back and read this stuff in between if you want to see actually what my thoughts are and how to do it. But really the goal of this session is this, and what you're going to walk away with is this. And as a result of this session, you're going to feel this. Any more you want to add to that, Allie? Because that was a great point you brought up.
Sorry, I have to go and get the charging cable for my phone. Do you mind scrolling up gently? I definitely put a header. I've got a lovely header that I've got that says Dr. Allie, Health and Hormone Success. And I know you've got brilliant branding as well, Mihaela. So make sure you put that at the top of everything you hand a patient.
In the bottom, I would always put a copyright with your name.
Yeah, and put a footer with a link to something like your website. Or a freebie.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep people
But it's in the bottom.
Yeah, so take make a footer, and it repeats on every page.
It's not only a footer, but it's also in my brand colors, which cheers it up again.
Yeah.
What I would do also is rather than evaluate outcome, I mean, you've got assess lots of times here. Assess is something that's going to turn off the lay people.
Mm.
Assess sounds great to you and me. We're nutritionists, we're doctors, we're pharmacists. But you want something that's more sexy. Hooky talk titles. That's what I was thinking. Things like...
Well, balance.
Is your gut killing you, or is your gut crying out for help?
Hmm.
I mean, Rita Marie is good at having something that's more results orientated. I mean, is your gut crying out for help is more of a blog title really than this. But
it is, yeah. It's more of I would keep this to a little bit more succinct, but I would also, instead of assess your gut health, evaluate and start to balance.
Evaluate and balance.
Evaluate and balance, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would say evaluate is also still quite, I mean, it depends on the level of your client. But just balance
the word balance, because you don't want to just say
balance gut health, then you and I know that you've got to assess it, evaluate it first, and you'll make that clear during the session.
Yeah, you could just say balance if you wanted to. I would say with the lab results, it's something about putting into action the steps to balance the imbalances, balance the findings, something along those lines of what you're going to do with those findings, like about assess nutrient deficiencies, right? I kind of like the word evaluate or assess in here because when you do get those left brainy people, they're like, how are you going to do this, right? So evaluate and balance for nutrient deficiencies or something along those lines. I mean, because you are a pharmacist and they are expecting that you're going to be a little geeky. You're not going to be like some spiritual coach that's just telling them, you know, whatever. And try to pick different words than balance each time. Balance, tweak. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you can tell that I'm only used to write scientific papers. I don't
right.
just, you know.
Right. Right. It's a very different writing for the layperson than it is for a paper. Like, and even writing a blog, you could be talking about similar topics, but in a blog, you're going to be much more chatty. Julie does a good job of nice chatty. You had really good subject lines in those emails you helped me with. Like, just like, oh, I wanted to read my email and I knew what was in it, right? I'm like, oh, I like that. I want to open this email. So it's really like the topics should grab their attention. Right?
It's a beautiful document, Mihaela.
Yep.
It is fabulous.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's very comprehensive.
And it's the first time that I actually got all my thoughts together and I put them. And actually, Rita Marie, I followed your pillars.
Oh, you did? Okay. Cool.
So that's what I actually did. This is just
yeah. That's my complex case solving blueprint document. So there you have it. I have, instead of calling it the pillars thing, I created a free opt-in gift, which hasn't gone out yet, but it's called the complex case solving blueprint for practitioners. It's like, how do you go through and step by step do this? And it's pretty much what you put here. It's exactly pretty much what you put here. So good idea. Good. Thank you.
All right. Stop sharing.
Thank you. You just have to click stop share and it'll stop share. Mm-hmm. So let's take some time for everybody to get a little bit of individual coaching and like what's up for you and what would you like support around? I mean, we talked about a bunch of stuff here. We now can all make really great PowerPoint presentations and got some ideas for the checklist. And Mihaela just put that whole thing into practice. That was what I envisioned. But I also envisioned that having that checklist so that while you're talking to them, mm-hmm. you're checking things off. And then, you know, for some people, it may not be, for some people, you may be going, oh, they don't need that piece, right? So anyway, all right. So who wants to go first? Let's see. Anybody?
I can go first.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm still super struggling to get any patients whatsoever. So, so one idea I had, and I mean, I don't know, I'm stepping out of the model that I wanted to have to begin with, but it might be good for me for a while. One of the doctors here in town, local, approached me and she said that she needs help because she's overbooked. And so...
Because functional medicine?
Yes. So she's a naturopathic doctor and a PA. And so she's like, do you want to come and work for me for a day, a week?
Uh-huh.
And so she'll give me the patients. So if nothing else, at least I get a really good practice.
Yes.
And I can charge whatever I want. She's not charging me any overhead.
What?
Yeah, but she wants 50% of what I make. So.
Oh, 50%. Oh, that's overhead. I see what you mean. Yeah, so she's going to charge you 50%.
She's not charging me
for rent for the space. Okay.
So that way, you know, if I cannot go, I don't have to be stressed that I have to pay the rent.
I have to go and pay the rent. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll talk on Tuesday for the final things. But I just thought, like, I want to give it a try just to see.
Yep.
If for nothing else, to just practice my skills and then get better at talking to people. And
right. See what works, what doesn't, what approach. Right. And that would be on a case by case, like a session by session basis. Right. Yeah. And do you know what she charges per session? So find out her fee schedule.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That
you can't, like, way undercharge from her, but you can't over, you know what I mean? You have to kind of find that right balance so that, like, if people are used to paying her, you know, whatever, $500 a visit, you're not going to charge them $50 a visit. They'll think, well, who is she? Is she like the bargain basement Walmart pharmacist? You know,
What I was thinking, that I want to tell her, look, I'll charge you exactly what you charge, maybe like $50 less or something like that.
Yeah.
He's the star and I want.
Right. And they pay more to see her. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it will be comparable.
Yeah. Comparable, but within, like you said, $50 of the charge. Yeah. Great. I think that's great. Cause right now you're working multiple pharmacy jobs and this would be much more.
I just quit one of them on Monday.
Okay.
Cause it was like completely destroy my adrenal gland, and I'm like, okay, I don't need you, please just get out of my life. So
okay, so this will fill that gap, and this is more in alignment with what you really want to be doing. You don't want to be just filling prescriptions and occasionally talking to people about side effects and whatever. I think it sounds great, and I like you said, you need to get some practice somewhere. A lot of people, when they first get out of school, you know, as a naturopath or as anybody that's going to go into practice, they go and get a job at somebody's office to get the practice. And 50% is very, very common, very reasonable, and some charge more. So, you know, because she's doing the marketing, she's paying the rent.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
She's just like drowning. She's like, I need a vacation. I'm like, great.
Okay, great. So she's going to be sending you people so you don't have to do a whole marketing thing. Yeah.
I mean, I'll still continue to work on my thing.
But you should work on your own thing. But I mean, in terms of there, you can just go there, know that she's going to fill you. You're going to make some money. You're going to get some practice. And the skills that you develop there, you're going to be able to pull into your own private practice.
And even like one thing that I realized just like talking to complex patients like this one, the cancer patient, is that I don't have connections yet where to say, all right, you need IV nutrition. Let's hook you up here because I don't have that. I'm not set up. I don't have an office. But like to have the right people. And then I call some doctors and I, you know, but like even things like thermography versus mammography, you know, things like that, ozone therapy.
Does she have all that in her office or access to it?
She has a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's great. All right, so from your perspective, you said you've tried a lot and you're still not getting clients. What is it that you've tried?
Well, I've done the Facebook Lives, the programs, the presentations, the library presentation. I'm about to do a couple of other things. One of them I'm really excited about. So there's a program, it's called Walk with a Doc. And so I had to pay a fee per year, but they do a lot of marketing themselves. It's a program that was started by an MD somewhere up north, I think Ohio. Mm-hmm. And right now they have more than 400 clubs around the world. And so basically, you can take their blood pressure, maybe some blood sugar. You start each walk with like a 10-minute talk about whatever. So like if, you know, it's...
Well, when you say walk, so you're going for a walk with the patient?
Yes.
Wow.
So there will be a whole group of patients that want to join.
You're going
to
take on a walk.
Yeah. and we'll go.
How do you fit in a blood pressure if you're taking them on a walk?
So like at the beginning of the walk, you have a spiel. You can talk about whatever. So I can talk about vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And then, or I can talk about what do you do for allergies in Georgia where the pollen mm-hmm. is like this thick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things like that. Then you go for a walk, you continue to talk to them throughout the top, the walk. And then
so while you're walking with this group of patients, you're talking to them. Yeah. And how many people are there?
How many?
155? Well, I mean, I'm asking because I'm just trying to think of the logistics of it, right? Right. Right. Talking to them. Are you walking backwards and facing them?
No. Yeah. Just chatting. They told me that, you know, I need to make an effort to go with each person and chat for a few minutes. And
oh, okay. So you're not talking, you're not like doing a presentation to them. Yeah. You're just chatting with them. Okay. Got it.
So it's a walking club. And then at the end, I can say, hey, if anybody wants me to take their blood pressure, their blood sugar, whatever. The blood sugar is a bit more complicated because I have to make sure I change the lancets. And then what do you do with the needles?
Get the disposable ones. You just get the single use lancets.
Yes. So I was just thinking, I mean, it would be good for me because it gets me out to exercise. And if I might, it would be like a community thing where, so we do have a walkway, like literally a mile away from my house. And they will send me a banner. I put it there every time when I go for the walks. They said that they'll advertise it.
Hmm.
They'll help me advertise it. So this is one thing.
What's their track? Have you asked questions like, how long have you been doing this? And what spoken to any of the people who've done it to see if they do get any follow-up business from it? Yes. Does it help improve their visibility?
Yeah, so I actually took to lunch one of the doctors in the community who's also a naturopath. She does concierge medicine, but she does naturopathic
mm-hmm.
medicine, not... she's an MD, but she practices functional. And so she told me she's done this for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And it really worked. I mean, she would get occasionally a patient from there. But she said that even things like, you know, she would tell them, okay, well, it's allergy season, vitamin C and quercetin. And then here's the link to my dispensary. So then they'll at least order something. So
right. Right. Interesting.
I
could see this being something where if you do build up a following, like you get a trusty following that are going to come on a regular basis, that would be something where when you develop like a small group program, like you start with your $97 easy 3-week group program, and you might be able to say, hey guys, I just want to let you know that I'm having this program and I'm going to teach you all about. I think blood sugar would be a good thing to do because it's novel. Everybody knows about blood sugar pressure, but you may be able to find somebody and go, look, how long has it been since you ate and you just exercised and your blood sugar is up to 150. So even though your fasting is normal, I'm concerned. And, you know, you may want to get your hemoglobin A1C checked, right? And then when people see that you are offering them advice that's over and above what their doctors are giving them and that you can actually help them and save them from going down the diabetes path.
Right. So that's what I was thinking. So they actually, it was like I ended up paying $300 for this whole thing. It's really $600, but they gave me half of it, like because I applied for their help. So you know they discussed my situation, and so they gave me. So I thought like this would be a good thing, and apparently the park system, you can tell because I'm actually using one of the parks to do this. So they suggested that I go to the park. And tell them that I'm doing this so they'll know I'm doing that and then they'll actually advertise it to the community.
Interesting. What would your goal be to do it? What would your ideal outcome be for this?
Well, again, I get to work out if I help other people in the process and then to get maybe a customer here and there, that'll be great. That's kind of what I hope.
Okay. Allie, did you have something you wanted to say? Yes, I saw you have your hand up.
Hi, yes, we have this in the UK, but of course there's no upsell in the UK because everything's sort of NHS. One of my friends who's a holistic doctor does it or has done it in the past. So it's quite interesting. It sounds a bit like a more active meetup type thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But are you allowed, so you're paying for a sort of license to do this and you're going to set up your own group. And are you going to charge for it?
No.
See, my concern is the time commitment. And if you're not charging anything for it to start with, then you're getting the tire kickers.
Well, it's just 1 hour per week.
And you need that exercise anyway. So as you say, gets you out. Your name. It's free marketing.
Yeah. Exactly. That's kind of what I thought. And it's like, I can just go to the local newspaper and say, hey, we are doing this.
Yeah.
We get an interview, maybe just put in the newspaper.
It might be worth having a bit more of a concrete goal. Say, I'd like to have if you're going to do it weekly, I'd like to have 3 new clients by the end of the first month or something to really get your juices flowing a bit more.
Yeah. If you have it in the paper, don't just take it by chance. Maybe they would ask me to write an article. Like, just be proactive, right? Like, what is that outcome? Do you want to write an article that then gets your name and what you do in there? Be proactive about it.
Yeah.
I would say.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. And then the other things, as far as, I think the presentations can be really good. I think you just have to advertise them other than on Facebook Live. I think that's where your problem was last time, because I think it's a great idea and it's a great way to get people in. And mention it to everybody you know, like whether it's your kids, friends, moms, anybody you know. I mean, when I first started doing this stuff locally, I just took everybody I knew and put them on a constant contact list. And I started sending them recipes and newsletters out. And this was just mostly local people, but I had some friends and stuff from around the country. And that really helped. So that when I started to do classes, people were like, oh yeah, I want to hear what you had to say. Cause I was sending them good newsletter stuff. Like it wasn't like, who is this person, Mahila? I don't even know her from a hole in the wall. And she wants me to go to her class and pay her $10. I don't know. Right. And Heike might have some ideas about doing those logos. You're going on your second or third one, right? How did you fill them? And then she got a couple of clients out of them too. So that's always nice. Whoops.
Am I echoing?
Now we hear you.
Oh, okay. It was really funny. It was all word by mouth.
Word of mouth, whatever.
I'm sorry, sometimes I don't get the prepositions right. Yeah, it was really interesting. And yeah, and then they signed up, and I'm grateful that you suggested the introductory package, because I think that's a number that people can work with initially. And so I have done a few of those. And so I have people following, but that's what I'm going to work on, is get that package done, which would be a 3-month package to upgrade. Because right now I'm still just doing the services.
So you just told everybody you knew that you were doing this. Did you do a flyer of any kind, or just kind of call people up and say, hey, I'm doing this?
No, I did that in the, you mean for the workshop?
For the workshop, yeah.
Yeah, that's what clients that I already had seen before, they're coming and they're spreading the word.
The word.
I informed them, and then they brought people in. And so I have them on my list now. So I'll basically send out invitations to everyone.
And, yeah.
They feel, I have to, it's. Because one segment of it is also essential oil segment. So I do a lot on toxicity. And so the second part is always to give people tools. We have the second part. It's usually a 3-hour workshop. So the second part is where I sit them down and we actually make products. We actually either blend for concerns, or we blend to obviously make cosmetics without chemicals or household cleaner items. And so people really, really enjoy that. And I think that part is the one that probably sells it, because they actually get to walk away with the stuff that they make. So I provide all the things. And so it's really about learning, but also about community and just having fun with it. And so the people show up that I've never seen, never heard of them before.
That's great. So it's a matter of spreading it to everybody you do know. And if you were to look around at how many people in your community do you have that you could call up or write an email to or something to say, hey, I'm doing this workshop. But you have to come up with a really hot name for a workshop, right? It can't be a left brain pharmacist loving name, right? It has to be something that is, you know, like I created an insulin resist, foods that reverse insulin resistance. I called it Melt Away Belly Fat Guide. Because people don't care about insulin resistance, but they care about belly fat, right? So what can you name your workshop? And I think that, you know, maybe even having a workshop where you do some blood sugar testing, right? And you call it something, the hidden sources of your belly fat, how to determine, you know, why you're so tired and why you have extra weight around your middle, and teach them about that. Because that's a unique thing that most people don't know about. Or same thing with, I don't know, blood pressure, right? We talk about adrenal fatigue and doing this, the postural blood pressure, right? And showing them how, did you know that there's three different ways to test your blood pressure, and we can tell what's happening with your hormones based on what those results are. Come and learn about this and learn how to increase your energy. For mine, I always did a smoothie. I would admit, or candies or something, you know, I'd say, come here and we're going to also show you a great, you know, recipe, and get to try some really healthy foods. And I'd make like a little bonbon, a chocolate bonbon, and I'd make a smoothie, and we'd have just spread them around.
So that was the issue. First one, actually, first workshop that I gave, I had actually set cutoff at 15 and 20 showed up, which was really nice. I mean, the 15 paid, you know, by signing up online, the other five just chucked along and gave me checks. But it was, I realized, and I was like, ooh, it was just too crazy. It's too crazy. And also then guiding them through making products and everything. So I'm trying to cap it at 15. Maybe I should offer more workshops. I know I do them once a month right now, which is enough.
Once is a month is enough. that's enough. But people like the things where they're going to do something. So a food prep, right? Okay. If you're thinking about whatever you want to, what are the people you want to attract, Mihaela, right? We've talked at times about the, you know, menstrual cramps or whatever. You can go, you know, come to a demo of foods that can help you to support you having a healthy uterus, you know, or something like that, right? Like make it be something that's a practical thing that they're going to learn how to do and do with you. And you can either do it for free, or you can charge them $10 to cover your costs of materials, right? Especially if you're going to feed them. And $10, people go, okay, yeah, oh, I'm going to bring my friend, $10. This is great. And I get to try these great foods. And then you can raise them. The first one I did at my home. I just invited my friends. And about 8 friends showed up. And I didn't charge. I said, it's a sliding scale. Just put money in the bucket. I didn't even make enough to cover the food I made. So the next time I actually put a price tag on it, and I kept doing that, and they started getting bigger and bigger because everybody's telling friends about it. And the next thing you know, I'm like, I can't put 25 people in my kitchen, right? So I had to move out, you know, all the stuff out of my living room and set up a demo table. And it was, you know, but it happens because people want to know about food. They want to know about making essential oil products, making cosmetics. You talk a lot about detox, so you can have one that's on cleansing your home, you know, how to choose and make different kind of products. And if you have like demos where you're showing them why you shouldn't put this one on your skin, because would you eat that? You know, and why you could put this one on your skin. And I think you could start to get people interested. And that's how I started all my online class things. I just started doing classes in my home. And I grew it. And then people were saying, but I want to go to your class, but I'm in Ohio. My friend told me about your class. Can you do it online? Can you record it? And so I said, okay, why not? You know, so we started doing that. And then I just left behind the in-person thing because it is a lot of work. It's a great business building strategy, but doing once a month, even after a while, that's what I was doing once a month. It's like, I can't do it once a month. You know, so we started doing it once a year. And it got bigger and bigger. So I think you can do that because you want them to know, like, and trust you, right? The know, like, and trust factor. And when you get in there and you show them how to make food, they're going to bring friends, you know, and you tell them to bring a friend or a family member that you want to learn this with so you can do it together.
You know, I do something really cheesy that also helps is that we always have a little drawing. So I offer, you know, like, everyone gets a little coupon when they come in, and then in the break I just draw 3 prices. So I have either a little product for them or a free foot bath or a free castor oil pack session, you know, that doesn't cost me much at all.
Right.
And people like that. They just, you know, even come for the
They platform. Like that, but also they're getting a taste of your services. And there's also some of that, she just gave me this, so I, you know, what else can I buy, right? Do you ever get something free from someplace and you're in there and you're on, you feel kind of guilty that you're getting this thing for free, so you want to buy something? I don't know about you, but I've done that. And then I end up buying way more than whatever they gave me for free. So it builds that sense of wanting to give back to you because you've given to them. Yeah. So I think you do that because you are an expert and you want to establish yourself as an expert in your area. Yeah. And that, I think it's the best way. So don't give up on it. Facebook Live is not the best way to fill a local thing. It's getting out and going into stores locally and saying, hey, I'm a naturopathic pharmacist and I want to talk to people about this. Health food stores, that's a great place to do it. There's a natural grocers here. I've spoken at their natural grocers a couple of times because they want to do it because they're getting people in their store. And then I'm talking about this stuff. And then we end up with people coming to a class or, you know, finding out, putting them on my mailing list so they get more info. And a lot of this stuff is building a base. You know, it's not like give up on that because you didn't get an immediate, you know, three clients out of it, right? But I think the presentations are the way to go for you.
Yeah, I got a few leads. Like there's a health food store here and apparently they do allow you to give talks as long as you present some of their products. So I figure, but I just need to go. I'm actually working on a presentation right now. It's not long, so I guess I need to, if I work to do this, but basically I made a comparison between all the favorite allergy medications like Claritin, Allegra, Zyrtec, and there's one new on the market that I didn't know it existed. So I compared them and I looked at what they treat and how often you take them per day, what are the side effects, and when should you call your doctor, like serious side effects. And I mean, you can have seizures from Claritin and from Allegra, and people just pop them all the time.
They just pop them like it's candy. But what about if you did something like that, but also said, here are some natural.
Right, exactly.
Here's quercetin, here's vitamin C, you know.
Right, so that's exactly. So I'm starting with the drugs, and then I'm saying, and you may be covering your symptoms. Because personally, I had to take two Claritins a day. One was never touching me. Then I would take two, and now I'm even wondering if it was just placebo effect or it really helped me. Then I took Zyrtec because supposedly works better, but I actually couldn't even get to my phone, which was downstairs because I was so dizzy. I actually had to hold on to walls to get to my phone to call in sick.
These are stories to tell, right? Yeah. You have a lot of stories to tell. And so when you tell these stories, people are going, oh my God, you know, that it's better than saying, there's the side effects. This is what the PDR says. No, you actually tell the story. Right. And this isn't laughing matter. And then what happened was I learned about changing my diet. I learned about identifying foods and I started taking vitamin C, and now I don't need Zyrtec or Claritin at all anymore. Right. And you just tell stories. You have a lot of those stories, and that's a lot of credibility. And when the natural approach to X, Y, Z, you can have the natural approach to the various conditions by the naturopathic pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And that's a series that you do, right?
Yeah.
And then you film them, and then you put them on your website. You have people, you have them opt in for your freebie. And then on the next page, you go, oh, would you like to get a copy of my natural approaches to colds and flus? Right. For $5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. So it just gives you a library, first of all. And then when you have your clients and your packages, oh, and my package also includes as a bonus, you get my natural approach to A to Z conditions, mm-hmm, videos. And you probably have a handout for each one that would go with it. And then now you have an online program without even having to really create one. So you're repurposing. Yeah. And that's a perfect one for you. And then you can throw in, we talked last time about the labs being really, you can throw in, well, how do you know certain things? Well, there's a lot of labs that weren't really taught in pharmacy school that I had to go to integrative medicine classes to learn about that really get to the heart of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then at the end, you can always offer a 15-minute consultation with you, or you can offer a $75, you know, normally $150 consultation with you, or 50 or something that's going to be a no-brainer. Come in and we'll actually look at this. I'll look at your medications. We'll look at your labs and give you a starting point. Give you a starting point. Always give them a starting point. How to get started, right? So they don't think, like Allie had, this poor lady thought, do you mean you're going to charge me after that? You're going to come in for this and we're going to give you a starting point, the initial strategies to get you going. So then they're like, okay, what happens after the initial? Well, let's get going. Let's talk about it. Was that helpful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yay. Thank you. That was probably helpful for everybody because we all need to get out in the community. It's the best way to do it and have a goal with it. I was doing all these classes. I never had a call to action at the end of them. I never let people know what I really did. They just thought I was a chef. They thought I was a chef. And then when somebody called me who'd been in one of my classes and said, my wife is having all these troubles and this and that. And do you know somebody you can refer her to that's more natural that can help? And I'm like, oh, well, I can help her. You do that? If we'd known that, I would have spent all my money on these other places trying to get her healthy. They came in, I helped her. And they said, why didn't you tell us that? You got to tell people that when you give classes. You got to tell them that you have all these natural health services. You got to tell them that you, I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know better. And then when I started to do that, I'd offer a class and then I'd offer something at the end of the class and a call to action, you know, download this book for $7 or here's sign up for a consultation for, you know, it's normally 150. We'll do it for 75 or something. Then people start to, they get in your world. We're even doing that right now with our sweet spot. So we offer them the sweet spot. They pay $4.95. On the next page, it says, hey, it's a nice little video. Welcome, welcome. If you feel like you're the type that really needs some one-on-one hand-holding through this, we have some coaches that can do it for a 90-day program, and it's a basic one. It's $9.97. And we get people to do it. Now, but if they don't buy that, which only a few have, maybe four or five have, on the next page, we offer them you probably don't even realize, you don't even know if you need a whole 3 months, but would you like to sit down with one of our coaches for one session and really help them, let them help you get started and really help identify how to personalize this for you? 27 people signed up for that. Okay. And then on that, the 27 that signed up for that are going to sign up and they're going to sit down with somebody who is going to do a nice consultation with them, but at the end say if she feels like they're the right fit, you know, you really need some ongoing support with this.
And how much did you charge for that one with the one session?
We're only charging $97. We're telling them it's a value of $197, but it's only $97. And Kimberly, who's doing them, her first session, she sold them into her first one. She sold them into the one, the $9.97 package. So there's just, you just have to let people know. You don't push them. You're not going to try, you know, you don't make it sound like you're a used car salesman. But just, you know, what I found is that people in your situation need a little bit more handholding than just this one session. And here's what I can offer you. But those little things, they get exposed to you. They like you. You do great stuff. They're like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Maybe they come to one class, another class. Maybe on the first one, they go, yeah, I want to work with you. Yeah, let them know and you get them out there. And it just starts to boom. It starts to balloon. And then when we finally said, okay, we're going to try offering these a combination of local, where we only could take 25 people. That was our max. Or we do it online. And I actually sent out a survey and I said, if you could take this class, how much would you pay? $10, $30, or $20, $30, $50. And I got such a wide range. Like some people said $50, some people said $10, but most of it was in the $30 range. So I charged $27 to do these classes. And if they signed up early in advance, they got them for $19. And we would sell like 100, 200 people into the classes that I could only take 25 in. Right. That took time. I mean, I started out with a 600 person list that was all the soccer moms and all the neighbors and the cousins and, you know, you name it. But it grows because they like what you're doing and then they share it with others. And I think it's the perfect thing, you, that combination of the natural solution to, because you're a pharmacist, right? You know, you can talk the drugs up the wazoo. You can talk why they're, and then you can talk the alternatives. And you always say, check with your doctor before going off medication, blah, 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 blah. And then that leading them into that more intensive evaluation with the labs. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can do this. Okay. Thank you. Who wants to go next?
I'll go last because we've sort of overrun and lots of people haven't been in the NEPA as much as me. So
okay, well, let's go. Aika, you want to go next? And well, I timed it, but it didn't go off. So I'm going to make sure it goes off so I don't overrun. Sorry, because we should have time for everybody. Thank you, Allie.
I already like learned exactly what I needed to learn today.
You already did? Okay. Then if there's anything we can clarify, let me know.
Well, yeah, it's just, you know, I had like put this detox 3 months package together. I don't have a name for it yet or whatever. I'm going to worry about that later. But I just tried to kind of, I put the numbers in. So, you know, right now, currently every session is $190. If I ask somebody 60 minutes with me. And again, you know, obviously all these preparations too. So this 3 months package would be 6 sessions. I would start this thing with the oligo scan because I wanted right from the beginning, I want to know what their heavy metal and mineral status is. Mm-hmm. I would also include, I have the breakdown down here, but then I also have another scan, which I find interesting. It's called the cell well-being. That also just kind of, it's based on a hair sample, and it's basically resonance technology with mm-hmm. which I can then basically see what they've been exposed to in the last 3 months. That's also like obviously heavy metals.
Right. And how much would an oligo scan cost?
Oligo scan, I charge right now $185.
What's the going rate? What are they recommending? Is that what they're recommending?
They said $100. I pay for every scan. I bought the equipment obviously and the software.
Okay.
I have to pay them $60 per scan. So they say do 130 is what they usually say, but that's euro.
Okay, good. 185. So, you went higher. Good. So what about the cell well-being test? How much do you charge for that?
This is actually something. The initial one, I would probably charge more because I would have to sit down with them and actually go over it. But it prints out a beautiful report. Beautiful.
How much would you charge if somebody just came off the street and wanted one of those?
If they just wanted to not talk to me, $85.
85, and if they wanted it and they were going to talk to you?
Yeah, if they wanted to talk to me and sit down, the initial one I would charge for a half an hour consultation, which is $95.
So about $170.
Yeah. And okay. Then next time, you know, they might not need to talk to me anymore. They can
come. No, that's okay. I'm just trying to get a sense of what your package, if your pricing is good for your package. Okay. So what else is in your package?
So the other package, the other part is then I have another scan. I'm sorry. I'm projecting because this is how I work. But I know that people like to see where they're
at. No, people love this stuff. People geek out on this stuff. If you have the equipment, you've paid for it and you've paid to be trained on it, you better the heck include it.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I bought it all for myself because I just really am into this stuff. But now I love like sharing it with people. But I have a system that's called BioWell. It's from Russia. And it's basically like curium photography. You kind of just see the energy field of people and you see where there are breakages in the energy field. And then I can see which organ systems are underpowered, overpowered. You know, you just want to get back to balance. Mm-hmm. Each scan on that is
how much? Yeah, you charge $85 for that?
Per scan, but I would do 3 in that package. Because
3 scans. So that's 8 times 3 is 24, so 260.
Right.
Okay, or 255.
I want to do 1 2-hour session. It needs at least 2 hours, just that person and me for aromatherapy. We're going to sit down. We're going to make cream, deodorant, whatever. You just tell me what your health issues are. I'll teach you how to blend for it. 2 hours might not even be enough, but it's a must. I mean, I just absolutely am convinced.
So that's $380.
Need to be put in there.
At your 190 rate. Okay, go for it.
6 detox foot baths. They're $35 each.
Okay.
6 castor oil packs, which I also do on a biomat. You know, I have the biomat running and I put them on there. It's also 35 each. And then I use a technology, it's called Photon Wave Light and Color. So that also helps with anything, detoxification, depression, whatever. So I would really see where the person is at and would do 6 sessions, which take 10 to 12 minutes, and each is $55.
Okay, so 55 times 6, that's the beginning, that's the 300 plus 5, 330. Okay.
Yeah, 30. So this, for me, makes sense as, you know, getting a person into the stages of detoxification. I mean, obviously, when you're full of heavy metals and stuff, it's going to take longer, but at least we're starting the process.
Okay. Now, would you include in addition to all your scans and your comprehensive aromatherapy, would you include like a comprehensive health consultation to see where their breakdowns are?
Yeah. I thought one of the first of the 6 sessions, the first ones would be that.
Oh, this is their 6 sessions plus all these things. The 6 1-hour sessions. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Got it. So 190 for each of those, right? Okay, so what's 6 times 190? That's 600, 1200, 1200 minus 600 is 11.
So when I added it all up, it came to 2,555.
2,555?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as a package.
What do you, 1995? Yeah.
Just because it seems like that's a hurdle.
Yeah. So they're saving $500 by doing this as a package. Then you can come and see me if you want just one of these services, but this is what you'll pay. When you do the whole package, this is what you'll pay.
Right. And I would always, when I offer that, obviously show the savings, right? Like show them, you know, mm-hmm. buying the package. This is your savings.
You add it up and then you show that, you know, 1990. And here's a trick for all of you when you're writing saving. When you're writing the price of something, the investment of something, you just do it in the shortest possible. So you would put down 1,995 is the price.
Okay.
What the total value is 2,555.00.
Oh, okay.
Psychologically, that looks huge,
okay.
Right? And it's $2,555 and it's written that way. But for you, it's 1,995 today. It's just one of those, I don't know, you know, so I don't think it's manipulative. I think it's a psychological hurdle. They go, oh, wow, cool.
Okay. Wow. I've been falling for that probably and didn't realize it.
I'm sure you have.
Never paid attention to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like this huge number and then you go, oh, wow, it's only 1995. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's great. I think that with the sessions, you need a, something with the word detox, obviously, you know, and play around with writing down like 100 different, just keep going, just like 100 different titles, right? And then at some point you're going to go, oh, I like that one. Oh, no, I don't like that one as much. And you're going to go and you're going to find one in that 100.
Okay.
Make the title should be results oriented. Like what's the purpose of a detox? Detox and thrive. Detox and you know, revive your energy, detox, but I called something a jumpstart, something energy jumpstart, detox energy jumpstart, I don't know, something along those lines that they get, what's the result they're going to get. So make a list for yourself of all the results. They're going to have more energy. They're going to be less prone to disease. They're going to melt away some belly fat. They're going to have more efficient nutrients in assimilation, like all the different benefits. And then you'll come up with something to incorporate in the title. The cutesy titles, it's nice if it's cutesy and results oriented, but cutesy isn't exactly what sells. But if it's something that is emotional, like it evokes an emotional response, like, yeah, I want that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to brainstorm tonight.
Yeah. Good. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. All right. And they can take this over any length of time they want? Or is it like you're going to give a maximum length of time, like 3 months? You hear me? So in terms of length of time, with some of these things, like with detox, you know, you want to compress the services, right? So you want to say this is a 3 month or 2 months, because if they sign up now and they're still coming back to you 3 years from now to get these services, it's like, I don't do those anymore or whatever. You're like, yeah. So just come up with that. What do you think that range of time is that they take it? Okay, thank you. Who's next? Who's left? Valerie, Julie, Annette?
I guess it's me. I don't know. I'm not sure Julie's on here. So at the point that I am, this is what I know I need to do is to complete the initial business strategy form.
Yeah.
So that we can have our session together.
Yeah.
And that'll be really the best thing for me right now because I have a lot of learned a lot today. And also a lot of the things that others have already done, I have done. So I've done various talks and I am actually getting more out into my community. So I have worked with the master gardeners of our county. So I've been doing some little bit master gardening talk at libraries. And because I've been talking about vegetable gardening, I'll throw a little thing in there about nutrition and even sleep. Because one of the things I mentioned when we're talking about it is that for the amount of sun the plants need. And I said it correlates with the amount of hours minimum you need to sleep. So it'll get them into thinking about their sleep and what sleep does for the plants and what it should be doing for them. So when I'm talking about the plants, I also talk about the nutritional aspects for their bodies. So I'm doing more talks in the community is the biggest thing that I'm working on right now. But for me, just hearing all this and being here today, I need to do that business strategy and get my 2-hour set up with you.
Because then we can get you really focused. Be focused because I'm thinking, you know, the gardener is one thing, but to have this like kind of off to the side, oh, by the way, vegetables are important and so is sleep and nutrition is important as opposed to a talk that's specifically geared towards that. And also getting clear on who you want to target. Who is your target?
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah. I need to determine that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because that's going to determine what kind of talks you give. Right. Mm-hmm. And then using your background as a nurse and, you know, you have a lot of medical background, so you can bring some of that in and weave that in. Mm-hmm. And in terms of stories, I'm sure you have lots of stories. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen lots of travesties. Yes. I'm sure you've seen lots of things where you know that person's outcome could have been different.
Definitely.
I want you to be thinking about those stories. And all of you, just like keep a journal. And every time you think of a story of something somebody told you or something you went through, your own story, you want to be able to give stories throughout. And after a while, it'll just flow naturally that, you know, and Mary who blah, blah, blah. And, you know, her doctor told her she would never blah. And, you know, she worked with me and we just did a couple of sessions and got her allergies control, whatever. And now she's gardening and doing gymnastics and that could be you too. So let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
More stories that you may think are like nothing, right? Things that happened to you, things that happened to your kid, you know, your family, your cousin, your uncle, your father. I mean, I use my family story all the time in my talks because it's so devastating.
Yeah, right? I do that as well. I've actually been doing some talk. I didn't do much last year because it was a transitional period, but I've been had the opportunity to do wellness talks for the past 12 years. So on a regular basis. So I'm starting that back this year. To amplify and get things moving.
Absolutely. Now. You just want to get out there and known and you're likable, you're smart, and people can trust you. They can get a sense really quickly that you're trustable, right? Yes. And so once they get that and they go, oh, she knows stuff and oh, she's worked with somebody and oh, she must be, you know, she must have read my mind because that's what's happening to me. Then you create the rapport that they do that. And you can go from, and we'll talk about this in the 2-hour, but you can do the one-on-ones, which we all start with the one-on-ones, but then the small groups, the small intimate group, those are my favorite actually. Like these kind of calls where there's like six of us on a call, whether it's for this, for the business side of it, or whether it's for my client side of it, I love these calls. Mm-hmm. And then the people get to know each other and they're rooting for each other. And if you've ever watched some of the stuff on the Facebook group, the ERC group, I mean, they're like really tight with each other and, you know, and you create that and you can create that in your own community with your groups, right? Focused on a particular topic area that's similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and lead them. And then you make more, you know, you make better income because you can charge them less and you make more because there's multiple of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Maybe something similar to what Mahala has, what you laid out could be used in a small group process as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Cool. I actually already have something laid out, so.
Oh, you do? All right.
Yeah, I don't have it with me now because it's since I'm at my sister's house, but yes.
Good.
I do.
Good. Well, we just see, you know, whatever you have, we take and we expand on and we look at how do we position you as the go-to expert.
Got it.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Who's still here? Annette or Dooley or Allie? We have three of you. Who's next? Going once. I think it's Allie. Allie's the only one I see.
Annette said she's got some background noise at the minute, so she said she'd rather go later.
Okay. Let's go with Allie.
Okay. I was thinking about how to put together the PDF. So I'm still stuck on creating the PDF that I give people after this, during the strategy session, outlining the options. And I guess the real reason why, well, the reason I'm stuck is because I get stuck on copywriting. I've got my options, but I haven't expanded on those. I've still got the bullet point version.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you think you need to have a big expanded PDF after you've spoken to them?
Because that's what you gave to me to go back and think about it. And, you know, I already knew that I wanted to come in at any PA level.
And if you hadn't expressed some doubts at that point, I wouldn't have given you any. I would have just said, okay, let's just sign you up.
I didn't express doubts, but I didn't have the money.
Well, you didn't have the money, right. So I go back and read this, and you had to talk to your husband or whatever else it was.
Yeah.
But that's different, too. That's a business coaching thing, right? So I think when you're working with people who are brain fogged and fatigued, they don't want to read a 3-page document describing everything you're going to do. They're going to get lost after the first paragraph. Right. So some of the stuff you said to Mahala was right on. Right. They're going to get lost if there's too many words. And so giving them a bullet point structure, like taking something like Mahala did and going, boom, boom, bullet, bullet, bullet. Session one, we're going to get to know you. We're going to figure out what's going wrong with you. And I'm going to give you some strategies to start. Session two, we're going to look at your gut health. We're going to do, 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 do. Session three, we're going to look at how your blood sugar is affecting your, I'm assuming menopausal hormones, right? Blah, 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 whatever it is. You just have it mapped out very, very bulleted. And maybe you don't even have a session 1, 2, 3. Maybe you're going to have these sessions and these are all the things we're going to cover during those sessions. It could be that. We're going to make sure that your gut is functioning optimally because, you know, if you don't have good gut health, your sex hormones are going to be a mess. We're going to make sure your blood sugars are balanced. We're going to make sure your adrenals are balanced. We're going to look at your liver and your detox pathways. On all of these things are important for your hormones. And then we're going to look at, you know, how do we help you to manage stress and sleep and your environment. And you know, it doesn't have to be fancy, but would it hold you back? And sometimes you don't have to have anything. I did this. I did what you did. I've lost so many clients that I could have helped because I sat on, I don't have a document. And by the time I got the document together, they'd lost interest and they went out and find somebody else.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I don't want you to keep doing that. Bullet list. What are the results?
I've got the bullet list though, and I've shown it to you. And the trouble is, it's too dry. You know? And it's not, but the thing is I've just got to get my head
put it up. Put it up on the screen. Let's look at it and let's try to spice it up. Let us decide if it's too dry. And sometimes it's a matter of how you format it. So there's a lot of white space on the page, right? If you could get yours to bullets with more white space on the page, people are going to read it. I personally, I just get blown away when I see a page with just like on and on and on and on. That's like, okay, I'm going to read that when I'm ready to study. But give me the bullet points. Lots of white space. No more than 3 lines to 4 lines per paragraph before you put a paragraph mark, a paragraph. You know, those long paragraphs. Oh, God. Well, I told Lynn, and she does it differently now, but she would go on to Facebook and she'd write these long things, and I had no idea what she was writing, but I knew I didn't want to read it. Because I'd read the first paragraph and I'd be like, it just drove my eyes nutty. I'm going away. But she started to change that. And sometimes when she writes it, she'll go 2 or 3 lines, 2 or 3 lines, 2 or 3 lines. And then if you bold certain words that grab their attention, attention-grabbing words in each of those paragraphs, then they go, oh, I got to read the rest of that. Oh, so it works for skimmers. Yeah, so what you should never do, and I realize, Mahaley, you didn't do that because she paid you. But when you first said it, I thought, oh, don't ever let them go away without giving you a deposit, without making a commitment or having a commitment for when you're meeting them again to review. I have to review this with my husband. Okay, when are you going to do that? On Monday. Okay, let's set a time for Tuesday. Will 4 o'clock work? Let's talk on Tuesday.
Okay, you need to unmake Mahaley co-host and make me co-host.
Ah, this is driving me crazy. I'm going to have to ask them to make co-host. Okay.
Okay. So that's my 6 to 12 month platinum program.
I would not put them both on the same page. It's one thing when you're putting it on a website for them to buy. It's another thing when you're having a conversation with them and you have them walk away. I would put them on 2 separate pages and only give them one. They don't have to choose.
Right. Right? And obviously, you know, I was looking at this and I need to change it the same way as I was suggesting Mahaley change it, obviously.
Yes. Yes. Right. And you can have this be a bulleted list. A comprehensive initial assessment where I will get to know your, help to get to the root cause of your health challenges and identify the factors that are going to, that we're going to work on together throughout this program. Lab analysis, an interpretation to understand what's really going on in your biochemistry so we can adjust your food, supplements, and if they do bioidenticals, your hormone, prescriptions to be perfectly aligned with what you're doing, what you need. In-depth chemistry reports, so we can find the hidden gems of nutritional wisdom in the standard medical labs that the NHS runs every year but doesn't really look at for all these amazing gems. Customized supplementation protocol based on the findings, based on your status, based on where you are right now. Prescription for BHRT or thyroid medication if needed. Which is based on your unique needs and the testing and the evaluation we've done to this point. Prescription for supplementation.
I think that's a duplicate.
I would just say prescription for BHRT, thyroid medication, or supplementation where applicable, and then have that same thing. And then you have progress and planning meetings where we will evaluate your progress so far and tweak and give you additional action steps to bring you closer to your goal.
Yeah.
Repeat lab test analysis. Yeah, I wouldn't compare them. I mean, I don't think it's appropriate for a one-on-one program. I think it's more appropriate for a group program where people are trying to decide which level they're going to go in at.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But just a sentence about each.
Yeah.
And, you know, and instead of saying lifestyle prescription as a bullet light item, I would say something like, as a result of the evaluations and and labs, we are going to come up with a comprehensive lifestyle prescription that helps restore balance to your hormones and zest to your life. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then the bonuses are fine. Joyful Pain, Sexy Menopause course. I would just put a little one line about why that's so valuable, where you can learn, you know, and when you're talking to them, you're saying, you're getting this course so that I don't have to sit with you and spend 7 hours and charge you $3,500 for my time. You get to get this, you know, as that part of that. And then the books, that's easy, you know. I don't know what the 30-day menopause makeover mini course is and how that's different from the Joyful Sexy Menopause.
It's just, as with your ones, to have a sort of, it's like your ending, which is a 30-day sweet spot thing.
So instead of calling it a mini course, just leave off the mini course and just say 30-day menopause makeover challenge or 30-day menopause makeover reset.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Because a course sounds like it's just more educational material, and quite frankly, they don't want more educational.
Sounds too hard.
Yeah. Hormone Symptoms Simplified eBook, Dr. Ali's Detox Your Home, Detox Your Life webinar course. Again, put a liner of why would they want that. This will teach you how to remove those things in your life that are disrupting your hormone, those hormone disruptors in everyday life, to identify and remove those everyday life hormone disruptors. Mm-hmm. And that's it. This is very confusing the way you have it written down there. It's like, does it cost all that? What, you know what I mean? It's like too confusing to me.
Yeah.
And take off the word cost and, you know, investment is better.
Yeah. But the cost is should be value, I think.
Total value.
You're right. Yeah.
If it's value, yeah, you would write value X and just have the one. It's too confusing with the two. Value 4997.
If I just have the one pay, and then if they ask about installments.
I would just say installment options available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because then you see a bunch of numbers and most people get bogged down by numbers, right? You go,
yeah.
What are all those numbers? How much does it cost? Is it $3,000?
Yeah.
Because that's all they see is the bottom line. And the numbers are too far from the words too. So that helps because, you know, if you start to like mix your lines going across, you almost need to take a ruler out and hold it up and go, oh yeah. You don't want to make them have to do that.
No.
But make it's pretty having your picture at the top and your name at the top, your branding at the top. Do like we told you, like you mentioned to Mihaela, having your branding, your copyright at the bottom with your URL. And then I would say something like, I'm looking forward to working with you. Because this is hormone, still says hormone success system, right? You were talking about joyful sex and menopause. And I'd love to welcome you to my joyful, I'd love to work with you as part of my joyful, sexy menopause program.
Yeah.
This is a one-on-one program because it's not clear here, right? This is a one-on-one, this is a program where you and I get to work together one-on-one to identify the root cause of your uncomfortable menopause symptoms and help you to become sexy, joyful, and happy. As you sail through menopause, here's what's included in your program. And then you just have these lists, and I would have them as like a bolded with the name of it, and then a little paragraph, then a space, and then the bolded, and then the name of it. You can have bullets next to them or numbers if you want. Not necessary if you have these paragraphs with the bright. Yeah. And then just the one liner so they get it.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else have input? You can knock this out in 2 hours.
I can do it in less than that now because I've got Otto working.
Okay, so you can knock this out in less than 2 hours. When are you going to have it by and when are you going to post a copy to the group on Facebook so we can all review it and give you feedback?
Monday.
Monday. Okay, everybody. If you don't hear from her by Monday, we're going to post and say, Allie, where's your program description, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. You got this, girl.
Yay.
Do you want to work with these people?
Yeah.
How much do you want to work with these people?
I can't believe how much the people who've been contacting me are still suffering because I haven't got this together. And because I'm afraid to ask for this much money.
This much money is for 6 months of working with you, who've been a physician for 20 years and have been studying this stuff and know this stuff. You have to make a value for them. How much is it worth to you to be sailing through menopause without, you know, sleepless nights, without crankiness and irritability? How much is it going to save you in laundry? No, but that alone, right? Like, you just have to make a case for what is it costing them not to work with you?
Yeah.
Okay. You can do this. They've been wanting to work with you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wouldn't even put the quick decision price down there.
No.
I wouldn't put that there. When you're working with them, you go, look, this is what it is. You're sending them, are they mostly in person or mostly in like a
Zoom? This is a Zoom strategy session.
All right. So you have this up and you have it up in your Word doc and you show them what it is. And you say, look, this is my normal price, but because we had the strategy session today, because I met you through the talk I did over here, and because I really, really know I can help you and I want to get started right away, I'm going to take $1,000 off that price if you, you know, let's just do it. And if they say, what's holding you back? What are you afraid is going to happen to you if you actually have, get over these symptoms? What's life going to be like if you get over these symptoms? Oh, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. How much do you want that? How much is that worth to you? Okay. If you need a payment plan, I'll do a payment plan. Right. And then you can even, you know, just again in the Word doc, scratch off and write installment option and then type it in, you know, so it's obvious that you added it, and put a little personal note at the bottom of it. I really look forward to helping you to play the piano again. I know that's so important to you. I look forward to hearing that. And I hope you send me, you know, an invitation to your recital or, you know, whatever this might be, right? Do something personal that connects back and then just say, I'm going to ship this to you right now. Have the email ready and waiting ready. This is Jan taught me this. Jan did this when she was doing strategy sessions. She would open up the document that she was going to send them with the pricing and with the information. She'd talk to them. She'd have the email already addressed to them and say, as soon as she was done, she goes, you should be getting that email within a couple of minutes. And then as soon as she hung up with them, she went send. If there's anything personal she wanted to add to it, she added it to the text in the email and then she hit send, all ready to go. No excuse if I moved on to the next one or I had another thing to go to. You have it all set up right at the beginning. So you open this up because you're going to work on this and it's a Word doc and you have their name at the top. You actually can put their name at the top. Mm-hmm. Special, you know, program for X name. And if there's something you want to change or take out or add in while you're talking to them, you can. Look, I'm going to throw this in. And I'm not going to even charge you anything extra for it I have this really cool little blah, blah, blah. I really want to do this with you. Or I want to do a session. I want to do an energy healing session and add this in. And we can do this remotely. You know, if you get that sense of them, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Because I think this is going to help you.
Yeah.
That could be one of the bonuses as a bonus. Make sense?
Yep.
You got to do this. You want to do this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so by Monday, we're going to see this.
You are indeed.
Who wants to have a session with Al, a mock strategy session or a real one if you happen to be of that age and want a real one with Allie to practice this? Okay, Mihaela, you got it.
Thanks, Mihaela.
Okay.
Tuesday?
Hold on. Let me check my schedule.
We'll talk on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
I was going to say, Ali, like I talked to a physician, the same physician I mentioned that did the walk with the talk, but walk with the doc. She is a medical doctor and she went from Western world
now she's doing all functional, but she also does concierge, medical concierge. And so that's very similar to this, where you have a full year, you pay a bucket of money, and then you get certain services. And she told me that she was so scared to tell the patients that she increased her prices. And her assistant increased the prices, set up a meeting, and she was like, okay, you need to show up and tell the patients you increased the prices. And she said she was horrified. And she did. And not only that, the people were like, by all means, here it is. Like, she actually got more customers because...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
they need a VA, you know, VA or assistant to sort of set up the meetings to stop you putting them off for 2 years.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but just to encourage you.
Thank you.
Sometimes people, and I'm definitely guilty of doing that, but like I underestimate myself, and then I went to cut my hair, and my hairdresser was like, I tell people I charge $165, take it or leave it. There's plenty of hairdressers out there. Go do it. Mm-hmm. And people that wanted to stay paid her $165 plus tip.
Yeah. And the ones that didn't, go away. Yeah.
And she didn't have to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. No.
Yeah.
No.
Helped her select her ideal clients who valued her work.
Yeah. And Allie, $4,000 for a 6-month program with you? That's people, you know, you create the value. I would even not put, if you're going to show them this on the screen, I wouldn't put the pricing in until the end or cover it, right? And just uncover it, because I think that you create the value, and they're like, you know, if I went through this and you're like, oh, it's $4,000. Oh, I'm going to get $4,000 if I do it right away. Okay. Where do I sign up? Right. Mm-hmm. If I had those problems and I needed the help, $4,000 for 6 months is nothing. It's less than $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You deserve it. And you're going to do, I predict you're going to do a half a dozen of these, and then you're going to raise your price.
Cool. Look okay? forward to that.
Okay. Yeah. Make a decision. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Allie.
Thank you.
Allie, the in-depth blood chemistry report.
Yeah.
I would consider adding a second to the 12-year program.
A second one? Okay.
Yeah.
Because to go a whole year, I mean, I run mine every time we get blood work done. It's just going to, they'll be able to see progress if they're in with you for a year.
And you do it at the reevaluation, because I don't see a reevaluation visit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Reevaluation visits are critical, because that's what keeps them engaged, keeps them like, oh, wow, we really are making progress. And then especially one at the end of the 6 months, so that you can engage them in the next 6 months.
So maybe reevaluation every 3 months.
Yeah.
Instead of that many progress and planning meetings.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. How many do you have? Like 7? Yeah. No. Make it 6 and make it 5 and make 2. Well, no, you only need one. Yeah, you need 2. You need one at the 3-month period and one at the 6-month period.
Yeah.
And then it makes them feel like, oh, I'm really making progress. So this is, you know, because engagement falls off after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have to be reinforced. And you don't want to have to keep reselling them.
No. And then the VIP day that's in there. Is that okay to still have? Because that's a bit cheap for... having a VIP day included.
I missed that. I would say an optional VIP day.
What, optional?
Just give it in the 12, but a VIP day plus all that for, you know, there are people who charge like $5,000 just for a VIP day. And there are people who don't even have anywhere near your experience level that do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I only gave the VIP day in my $25,000 program.
Yeah.
And they paid it. I raised my price to that thinking it's going to make people want that middle program, like the ERC Gold. right? Yeah. I'm going to go for that $10,000, whatever the program was, or $8,000 program. And so I raised it up to that, and it sold out before the others. And the same thing happened when I added that Gold Plus. I thought, you know, it's just a positioning point, maybe one or two. No, that sold out before the rest of it. So people want that.
That was incredible.
When they see that you are, you know, you value your time, then yeah, I wouldn't have a VIP day in there.
Okay.
Now, the other thing you could do is if somebody's not ready to do the whole program, right? You mm-hmm. can offer a VIP day as a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you charge if you just did a freestanding VIP day? What would you charge?
I was thinking of $1,997 for my VIP days as okay. a starting point to, again, increase once I've done six.
Okay, so when you, if you're doing that, that means you're giving them a 6 month program for $2,000 if you include the VIP day. Can you do that with all that's in there? At $2,000 for 6 months? Do you see that? Right. So you could say, or we can do a VIP day.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that I can do this as a health coach for the US market? Because the thing is, in the UK, people aren't used to doing this paid stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Of course.
Really? Yes. They'll be on top of it.
Create one in dollars as well, but
I know people who charge way more than this and they have nowhere near your credentials.
Okay. Just to give you like just what I started doing, because I'm, you know, so upset about the pricing here in the United States when it comes to medical intervention. So we have really lousy insurance right now. And I had a little emergency, didn't want to go to see an emergency room doctor, but I did. It was the tiniest thing. And she did even misdiagnose me. She looked into my ear for a minute and I paid $195 for that. So I'm like kind of like figuring, okay, $195 times 60 for an hour. That's a real good salary, isn't it?
That's a great salary.
Overhead and all that stuff too. But yeah, so when you're in the United States, you really don't have to think about it twice because.
Yeah. So if I got confidence with the US market, you see.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I'd be able to stand by my value for the UK market.
Right. Yeah.
So, Ali, the reason, one thing that made me decide to go this route is because one day I was reading a blog and it was really, really well put together. And it was about electrolytes and about this and that. And I was like curious and I was like, who's the author? What degree do they have? And when I looked, I went to read about the author. Well, the author was an architect. And that's when I was like, okay, if an architect can do this, a pharmacist can talk about electrolytes. And that day, actually, an hour later, I signed up for Functional Medicine University.
Yay.
And I started this whole journey. So if an architect can do that, an MD, I don't care from what country that MD is, you have gone to medical school. You can do this.
Okay.
Yeah. You can. All right. And I know you'll get it. I mean, as easy as I could get you on a webinar on menopause, and at the end of the webinar, if you were to offer like not even a VIP day, like if you were just to offer like a 2 month program for at this price, 2 months would be $1,500, let's say. You get a whole bunch of people who would pay you $1,500 to help them solve their menopause problems.
Really?
You just tell them you're a GYN MD, and you're in. Because there's so few doctors out there that have this specialty and understand hormones and, you know, that want to do more natural.
It's a natural thing that's so unique.
Right, right. Like I actually called everybody I knew in Atlanta looking for a GYN that actually does the natural thing.
Yeah.
And I found only one that sort of does it, but not really.
A lot of them don't, they don't get the whole nutrition piece, the stress piece. They just get, okay, we're going to give you black cohosh and bioidentical estrogen instead of Premarin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not the way we want to do it. Right. So yours is comprehensive. And with all these programs, with all this stuff that's included, you know, you have to take the VIP out or you have to add money to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've got my money's worth for sure.
Oh yeah. So for sure that I wouldn't even take, I wouldn't make it $2,000 less to do the 6 month. Like if you're, if they're really getting twice as much stuff it, and it would be 10,000, why would we do it for, I would make it $1,000 off, not two or not like four. If it was 4,997 for 6 months, it would be, you know, nine, whatever, nine, 10,000. So you make it 8,000 or 9,000, not seven.
Ah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's too much of a break. It's too much of a break. I mean, I offered somebody my 6 month program and I was charging $5,400 for a 6 month program. I was 6,000, but if she paid up in full, it was $5,400. And the first question out of her mouth was, do you have a year long program? And I said, I didn't, but I said, sure, it's 10,000. She said, okay, I'll take that. Cause there's no way I'm going to get well in 6 months. Okay. You have to come from it with confidence. And you will. Yep. Okay.
That's why I need to have practice sessions with all of you.
Yeah. I'll do it. Yeah, do it for sure. Okay.
Thanks, Annette.
All right. Are you ready, Annette? Okay. Annette.
Yeah. Go now. It's quieter. Yeah, Allie, definitely. I'll do one.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to put together and work on the ebook. So what format do you need it in? How much info? Because we were going to do it as a for sale product. Mm-hmm. So like how much info should I be looking for to have in there?
Well, which ebook is this? Remind me. Is this the one
we're going to do like food swaps, but then also give them a little information.
So as much information as you feel they need to do it. So you definitely want the swap, like a list, you know, a simple list they could take to the grocery store type of thing. But then you'd also want a section that has each of those foods and why it's better than the counterpart that they're using, Like what are the advantage? Not just it's healthier, but here, and this one actually has some of this in it and that helps insulin receptors be more, or and this one is there and it helps to do this. So, you know, a little section on each of those foods that you have in the swap list. And then an intro section, definitely an intro, like why this is important. And then you can have, you know, I would probably do the description of the foods first, followed by here's your quick and easy checklist, you know, and then it would just have the list and the swaps. And then then a conclusion.
20, 30 pages of info. It's kind of...
I would say, yeah, maximum.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need that much. And pictures are going to be in there.
Right.
Right? You're going to intersperse pictures similar to what you did before, and you intersperse pictures and, you know, so it makes it really pretty and friendly.
I guess when I'm ready, I let you know, and then you tell me how to get it to Jazzy.
Yeah. And I'll just, you give it to me, and I'll get it to Jazzy. And okay. you want to know, like, what colors you like. Right? What are your theme colors so that she knows how to do it? If she does it in, you know, maroon and gold and you like purple and pink, you're not going to like the cover that she comes up with and the inside. And then once she designs the cover, she'll take that theme through. Have you seen the one we did, that melt away belly fat one? How
right.
pretty that looks? And,
yeah.
and the one with the hormone hacking breakfast, you know, how she just takes the theme of the cover and she got backgrounds and right. yeah, she can do something like that.
Okay. That's kind of where I'm at right now, is starting to get all that together.
Yeah.
So I can get that out.
And we need lead time. We can't just, like, Allie had one and we had her do it in what, a day? It's 15 minutes or something. So it wasn't quite fully beautiful. Like it could have been, it was just done. But then she'll make you a 3D cover, and the 3D picture for the cover so that you need that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And just give it to you and
give it to me
edited, looked at. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, make sure that it's proofed for typos and grammar and all that, because I won't do that. I mean, I might, but you don't want to rely on that. your reputation on the line because I can't prove.
Well, my book that's out has some typos in it.
They all do. You pick any shelf, you pick a classic that's been around for centuries, you'll find a typo in it.
Yeah.
It happens.
I gave a copy to my friend and I'm like, I want serious, you know, feedback. And she goes, okay, well, you made this mistake and that way. I'm like, and she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, I asked you to
that's
do
that. That's what you want. Yeah. When Karen and I wrote the dessert book. So she and I went through it. We painstakingly went through it. Then we gave it to Pamela, who was a school teacher, and she went through it a couple of times. And then she gave it to, I think her husband looked through it. And then after that, we gave it to Karen's husband. And we thought it was done. And he said, well, let me look it over. He had edits up the wazoo. I mean, every single time, this was like six people going through it, intelligent people.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still still problems in there.
Yeah. Well, I asked her to look at it. It was after it was out. So like I said, I know where there's a couple of things, but it's like, yeah.
No.
They're not.
I used to get scolded by my team. Like, don't send emails out in the middle of the night. You did it again. Why couldn't you wait? I'm like, it had to go out. It had to go out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what I
okay.
Right now, really, is that. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Well, it's easy. Thank you. Is Julie still around? Julie, you have anything?
I'm going to have to leave, but thank you very much. It was.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to post your thing, you know, edit, do the edits, do them as quickly as you can. So it's fresh on your mind and then submit them into the Facebook group and we'll all take a look.
Thank you. Maybe by Tuesday. I'm not sure by Monday, but by Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday. We're going to look for it too. We'll give you a ping if you don't have it by Tuesday.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Julie, I don't know if she's still there. Her name is there. Julie, you there? No. Oh, well. Okay. So, what else? We can keep going. We can stop. Are there wrap-ups? Are there questions? What I usually like to do also at the end is to go around and like, what's one or two things you learned from someone else's share that you really think is something that's going to help you that you're going to take and put into play?
Could I ask you a quick question first?
Oh, of course.
Actually about small group sessions. If you want to have maybe limited, what's like the magic number, 4 to 6 or something? And how?
I kind of like 4 to 6. I like to have 6 in the group because sometimes some don't show up. 4 is a nice number for interaction. Anyway, and that can tell you, like, if we're doing an ERC group and only 1 or 2 show up, it just doesn't have the dynamics of 4. 4 is kind of 3 to 4. 3 is kind of smallish, but 4 is a really nice number. But once they're smaller than that, and if it's bigger than 7 or 8, it can get a little tough.
We did have a call where there was just 2 people.
Yeah.
And one of them doesn't open up much, and one is just super supportive of everybody. Mm-hmm. So in that one time, having just those 2 together was perfect.
Oh.
Because one was able to really support the other as she finally opened up and said things that she had been holding back. So normally I would say 2's kind of, but in that case,
yeah,
perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
So if you do group sessions though, basically like as a program or package or something like that, if I would say, you know, this is like a 3-month program, for a maximum, let's say 6 people or 4, and then you only get to sign up 2. And how do you price it then?
You have to decide on the price up front. You can't change the pricing. Oh, well, we only got 2, so I'm going to charge you more. Right. So the way I filled my first small group program like that is I had someone reach out and make strategy session appointments for me. So I got a whole bunch of people booked onto my onto a strategy session. And I had two groups I could put into. I could do one-on-one for six people, or I could do a small group for six people. And they had that choice. So I told them about the program. It had the same, didn't matter the delivery, right? It had the same outcome. So this is what you're going to get. This is how it's going to be. You have this choice. And it was very low priced. But I think the group was like $600 for 3 months. But that's how I did it. I got on the phone with them and talked to them and filled it. And I did get the six. I got six there and seven in the private one-on-ones because there were some. But pricing now, what would I do? That was my very first one. And I charged $1,500 for 3 months for one-on-one coaching. They had one session with me every other week and a comprehensive and a closeout one. And then they had, I had some educational stuff. So this is where I create things on the fly. I'm like, oh, I'm going to teach them stuff about their various hormones and about this and about that. So I just had every other week, I would have an educational talk. And so I created the content on the fly. I didn't have to create it in advance. And I just delivered it via Instant Teleseminar. We recorded it when it was, gave them a link to it. And then every other week they had a coaching call, whether it was a group call or then I had the individual ones. And I charged $1,500 for the group. No, the individual, and $697. So $700 for the group. So, you know, what it depends on what you're going to put in it. If you're going to, like for me, it was worthwhile because I ended up with content. And I ended up reusing that content and using it as bonuses for things and whatnot. So that's one way you could do it. Another way you can do it is offer the small group calls as part of your package where you're offering people a one-on-one program. Like say you have a $2,000 program. One of the bonuses can be once a month you get a group call with everybody else that's doing it. Then you don't care if it's two because they've paid you more. And that's a good way to start it and get comfortable with the structure of doing group. Yeah. And the group stuff, had you ever done group stuff before you did it with ERC, Annette? No. And she's like, you know, she just like took to it and it's a great way to practice because I formed the group for her and she got the group and you worked with Drina that year, right?
Yeah. The first year it was Drina and I and you know, we both were like got thrown in the deep end with sink or swim. And we bonded really well and we had a great group. We weren't sure if it was totally going to blend, but it did in the end. This year, I have one person that's the same, but it's another great group. It just blends and it works out. And actually they're a lot of fun. I mean, the group calls are a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the group calls the best. I think they're fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's try it by incorporating it with your regular, like you're going to offer this 3 month coaching program. And one of the bonuses you get is a group once a month, you get a group call with others that are going through similar stuff. And you talk about detox. You can have a, you know, 10, 15 minute talk about something related to your detox strategies. And then you can have it just be open where people get to ask questions and share successes.
All right. Thank you.
Right? Now there are people who charge for a 3 month group program. They will charge $5,000. There are a lot of people that do that. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there's also some safety to be in a group, right? Maybe people are kind of not feeling so alone.
That's exactly it. They feel like, oh my God, there's other people who have these same problems. There's other people who have these issues. It's not just me. And we have mostly women, but we have about three or four men. I think it's three this year. Three or four. Jay, John, and Rich. And they're really cool guys. And they come to the calls and they're just surrounded by all these women. And it's cool. I get the big groups. So I get, you know, my calls, the whole group can come to, which they never do. It could be 40, but we never get all 40 in one time. And then we have smaller groups where I meet with the gold people, the people that paid higher. There's 20 in that group, 21, 20 or 20. And then there's supposed to be small group calls. So I actually do two in a week so that half of them can come to one and the other half can come to the other. Those are usually like 7 or 8 people showing up, sometimes slightly more, sometimes slightly less. But the interesting thing is the same group almost always comes to both calls. And I tell them, you know, you can come to both calls and be in the group, but if you really want to get your coaching, you know, choose one or the other, right? Because I split it because I didn't think that 20 was considered a small group anymore, right? And I love that. I love that. And they've bonded with each other. And usually when I get on the call, they've already been in and their mics are open and they're having conversations and supporting each other before I even get on the call. Yeah. So it's fun. Especially if you're bonded around the same topic, right? You're not just doing general health coaching where people could be all off the map. If you're offering a detox, a 3-month detox, then you can have themes. And I know that Drina and Annette did this great job of themes each month and little talks and just a nice job. And this year we encourage people to do like one of the pillars each month. But we kind of give everybody the leeway and the flexibility to be able to do it, you know, to learn what works great for them. And you did food challenges with them to post to the, you know, these are the two foods of the month, make foods with these in it and post the pictures to Facebook. There's a lot of things you can do to get people together. And when one person had to have surgery, she actually had her breast implants removed. And oh my God, the support she got on Facebook was just, and the support she got on the calls was just phenomenal, right? And she doesn't have that kind of community. And these people don't necessarily have this kind of community. And when you can create that community for them, you help with their healing.
Sounds good.
So whatever you feel is, you're going to price it at, as long as you feel confident in that price, you're going to get it. But if you go into it like, oh, this is too high, you're probably not going to get it. It's huge. Huge. All right. Who else has questions, comments, or wants to share something that's a takeaway for you? That, and I want everybody to have one takeaway. I know Allie already committed to hers. And so, but I want one takeaway that you're going to do that you can commit to that we can hold you accountable to. So you want to start, Heike?
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to refine my price list for my program. And I'm also going to, which I learned from Mihaela, how she structured the outline basically of what she offers. I did something like that, just very not as good as she did, but now it's clear to me. I'm glad you reminded us that we have to, you know, present the benefit, not, you know, business.
Yeah. Not just a laundry list of one from column A and one from, yeah.
Forgetting that. I'm like,
oh, I do too.
And, you know, yeah, but yeah. So I have a really good vision of that now and I'm going to work on that. And it's going to probably take me till at least the middle of next week.
Okay, middle of next week. Okay, we're going to have a lot of activity next week. So we're going to check in with everybody next week. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Annette?
I'm not committing to anything for next week. That way everybody... What I was going to say is I want to get at least a draft of the ebook and all together. But I'm going to do it in 2 weeks. That way if I get it done earlier, great.
Yeah.
And not...
I wouldn't let you do 1 week because it's going to take you longer than a week.
Yeah. So 2 weeks.
Okay, good.
And I'll get a first draft out.
Perfect. All right. So let me write these things down. So Mihaela and Allie is your offers. And that's Monday, Tuesday. And then same thing, kind of your offer.
I also commit to doing a consult with Dr. Allie.
Ah.
Sometime next week.
Okay. Okay. How about Valerie?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Things change since they're home. So I'm going to commit to getting the business strategy form completed so I can get on your schedule. Because this is exactly what I need to move me along. I've learned, really, I got the best not been really explained to me that way. So it helps me even thinking ahead about all of that right now. But I got lots of ideas about being more visible in the community. But my thing to do is to get the business the business strategy completed and get on your schedule and to define my target audience.
And here's the thing. Get on my schedule and it will force you to get your business strategy session done. Because if you say, I'm going to wait to get on your schedule till I get it done, first of all, you know, times get taken up, but then leaves you, you don't have a deadline. This gives you a deadline.
Definitely.
Okay. If you go to the link and you don't find just email me and tell me that you didn't find it or post in the Facebook group and I'll find you because I keep reserved spots.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Yahoo! All right, guys. Anything else? Julie still shows, but she must have left the room or something.
She said earlier she had to pop out. So, but she said she was coming back. She did that at 5:38 my time, so it's probably 4:38 your time.
4:38, so that was like an hour and a half ago. Okay. You had to go to pick up a kid somewhere. Okay. Anything more? Or are we good?
Exciting stuff.
It is. It is. And the lives that you're going to change here are enormous.
Sure. Spread the web.
We've got to. We've got to. Every day I hear more and more crazy stories.
Yeah.
Like stuff that people are told that is hurting them. We've got to stop it. Yeah. Got to stop it.
That was one of my biggest frustrations last week when I was working with this teenage daughter who's absolutely now convinced that she is mentally ill. Because the doctors have put that in her head and they wanted to put her 15 years old on Abilify. And thank goodness the mother stepped in and stopped it. But it's so frustrating because you're really trying to battle these things that have been put into people's minds. And I'm getting tired of it, you know, because I mean, I'm trying to help her out, but the kid is absolutely convinced that we have no valuable information for her. And so we're not getting far with her.
And it's not just doctors either. It's the actual culture that expects a quick fix all the time.
They want a quick
fix. So medication-minded. And then in your country, the drug companies can advertise to you, which they can't over here.
It's insanity. It's totally crazy. People coming and saying, I want this drug. Like, do you have any idea? I actually told people, I just put it out there. I said, look, this program isn't for everybody. I said, if you're just looking for a quick fix, if you're looking for a supplement or an herb that you can take to restore your energy and get this happening, I don't have the answer for you. But if you're ready to work, and I'll guide you through every step of the way, but if you're ready to work and change your diet and change your belief systems and change some of your habits, I can help you. I know I can. But I can't help you if you just want a quick fix and a pill. It don't work that way. Because I don't want any more of those folks. Like,
no, they drain you.
What should I take for this? Depends. Let's get to the root cause of why you have that symptom. And then we'll know what you need to do, not take. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's an uphill battle, but we're making headway. We're making huge headway. I mean, the fact that I just got almost 70,000 people registered for these, you know, and they were just being sold. They were just being advertised to my Melt Away Your Belly Fat book, my Understand the Lab Tests Your Doctors Never. We had like 20,000 of them signed up for that. Melt Away Your Belly Fat. The Lab Tests Your Doctors Aren't Telling You. Oh, Ketones to the Rescue. And then the Breakfast, Hormone Hacking Breakfast. That's what they were being sent to. 70,000 people thought that those things were of interest enough that they wanted that. That's encouraging. It's hugely encouraging. All right. They want something different. They're done with it. So good job, guys. Thank you so much for spending your day with me. It was a joy and a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing all your progress.
Yeah. Happy birthday to your son, Julie. Julie's just left a message to say it's her son's birthday today.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah. I just popped back in. I've been kind of in and out, but I'm like, you know, I should just cut it short and focus on.
Well, we're just wrapping up, so it's perfect timing.
Yeah. No, thank you. This has been really great, and I've learned a ton listening to you guys.
Good.
So, and thank you, Dr. Rita Marie, for doing it. I know it's a lot of your time too.
You're welcome.
Brilliant. Thank you. You're
to hang out with. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.